For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Local hospitals are asking the state Senate to ensure legislation aimed at relieving hospital capacity concerns passes before the end of the upcoming legislative session. According to data from the Wisconsin Hospital Association, one of the most significant reasons hospital emergency departments face patient backlogs is due to delays in other patients being transferred to post-acute care facilities. The state legislature could immediately help to address hospital capacity concerns by passing the Assembly Bill 598 through the Senate, legislation that would make it easier for incapacitated patients to receive appropriate post-acute care. Many families, including spouses, do not realize that without a pre-established medical power of attorney, they are unable to assist their incapacitated loved ones when they need to be transferred from an acute care hospital to a post-acute care rehab facility. Assembly Bill 598, often referred to as next of kin legislation, would allow for family members, including spouses, to have limited authority to make necessary patient care decisions without waiting weeks or months and spending thousands of dollars for a court to determine guardianship. In the next 2 weeks, the Wisconsin State Senate is set to have its final floor period before the legislative adjourns. The Assembly passed Assembly Bill 598 with overwhelming bipartisan support in mid-February, and the governor has committed to sign the legislation into law if passed. To learn more, visit WHA's website at wha.org/advocacy/key-issues/n/next-of-kin-legislation. Childhood vaccination rates in Wisconsin continue to decline. Department of Health Services Immunization Program Manager Stephanie Schauer says a number of factors could be the reason.
It may be accessibility to vaccines. We know that getting kids in to the doctors on time, it can be hard with busy schedules. We understand that there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation out there that maybe people are questioning vaccines or they may be delaying or spreading vaccines out.
In 2025, nearly 3% of children didn't receive recommended vaccines by the time they turned 2, an increase from 2% in 2024. Schauer says it's okay for parents to have questions about vaccines.
But we want to make sure that they're getting those questions answered by going to their primary health care provider, someone that they trust with their child's health, with these questions so that they can feel reassured that providing vaccines is really the most safe and effective way of preventing some of these really nasty diseases.
More information on vaccines can be found on the DHS website. A conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court justice will not seek re-election next year. Justice Annette Ziegler made the announcement in a statement issued Monday morning, saying it will be the right time to step away for more time with her family. Ziegler was first elected in 2007 after serving as a Washington County judge. She ran unopposed in 2017 and will serve out the remainder of her 10-year term. She was twice elected Chief Justice by her fellow conservatives on the court before liberals took the majority in 2023. Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley is not seeking re-election, and Ziegler's departure will leave another conservative seat open. It was another record-breaking year for Wisconsin's outdoor recreation industry in 2024. According to the latest data from the Outdoor Recreation Satellite Account from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, outdoor recreation contributed more than $12 billion to Wisconsin's gross domestic product in 2024, a 3.8% increase over the previous record-breaking year in 2023. In 2024, Wisconsin tourism celebrated a record high, $25.8 billion in total economic impact, surpassing the previous record years in 2023 and 2022. The state also welcomed a record-breaking 114.4 million visits and generated a record $1.7 billion in state and local revenue, making it a hat trick year. The report showed that Wisconsin's outdoor recreation industry grew in a majority of activities across the board. The top contributing sectors by activity in 2024 included multi-use apparel and accessories, $1.3 billion, motorcycling and ATVing, $1 billion, boating and fishing, $1 billion, game areas, $539 million, guided tours and outfitted travel, $498 million, RVing, $435 million, hunting and shooting, $378 million, climbing, hiking, and tent camping, $174 million, equestrian, $170 million, and bicycling, $137 million. In addition to the record-breaking economic growth, travel and tourism spending tied to outdoor recreation trips more than 50 miles from home grew by 7.2% in 2024, while local outdoor recreation trips within 50 miles of home increased by 2.3% year over year. Staff and faculty at UW-Madison want the campus police department to break its contract with flock safety. The State Journal reports the campus has 8 cameras that were installed last year. Flock Safety Systems constantly monitor and record license plates and other data for police departments to search at a later date. UWPD says the cameras have helped them solve over a dozen cases, but faculty and students worry that data could be misused by Flock or other agencies to violate the rights of campus residents. A request to remove the cameras is working its way through the Faculty Senate. The American Red Cross is urging you to help the national blood supply recover following a severe shortage. Make an appointment to give blood or platelets now. Donors of all blood types remain critical to keeping momentum up and the blood supply steady headed into spring. A simple act of donating blood or platelets can be the life-saving gift people are counting on. Book a time to give blood or platelets now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The Red Cross will also perform A1C testing on successful blood, platelet, and plasma donations. Richland County, in collaboration with Short, Elliot Hendrickson, will be hosting an open house Thursday from 4:30 to 6:30, at Melville Hall on the campus grounds. The public is invited to learn about the site and share your ideas about redevelopment. This will be open house style with no formal presentation, so stop in as your schedule allows.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers held a press conference Tuesday morning to call lawmakers into a special session. The governor wants the legislature to pass a constitutional amendment banning partisan gerrymandering in future redistricting efforts. In his State of the State address earlier this year, Evers said it's about fair elections that reflect the voters and not politics.
I know people here disagree sometimes. Sometimes a lot. Politics could get in the way of creating a nonpartisan redistricting commission that everyone can support. But there's one thing that we all should be able to do to agree on, which is that politics should stay out of the redistricting from start to finish.
The special session will start at noon, April 12, 2026. Now, in the past, when Evers has called special sessions, the Republicans in charge often gaveled out of the session almost immediately. In the State of the State, Evers indicated he would continue to call sessions until the work is finished. In Wisconsin, constitutional amendments must be considered in 2 consecutive legislative sessions before being placed on the ballot for voter approval. Immediately following the press conference, Evers began a statewide tour to promote his plan. Do the benefits of data centers outweigh the costs? Well, it depends upon who you ask. According to the latest Marquette Law School poll, 45% of Republicans surveyed think they do. Only 24% of independents and 15% of Democrats see the benefits coming out on top. Poll director Charles Franklin, when presenting the poll data last week.
They are data centers.
Yep.
Where do we stand?
We don't like them. And we don't like them compared to where we were in October. So only 29% said that the benefits outweigh the costs of data centers. 70% say the costs outweigh the benefits.
The Marquette poll was conducted between February 11th and 19th, interviewing 818 Wisconsin registered voters. Its margin of error is plus or minus 4.3. Don't get scammed by someone pretending to be from the DMV. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer has more.
This week is National Consumer Protection Week, and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is warning residents about a rise in scams. Over the past year, DMV officials say scammers posing as the agency have sent text messages urging people to click fraudulent links or pay fake fees. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles says Wisconsin has no toll roads and will never send urgent demands for money by text. Officials encourage residents to learn how to spot scams and to sign up for the DMV's e-notify program, which alerts customers to changes on their account, like a replacement license or address update. More than 1 million people have already enrolled. The agency has also added new identity verification tools to reduce fraud. Consumers can find tips and report scams at wisconsindmv.gov/scams. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
This year, Wisconsin's Supreme Court race features vastly different candidates competing for a seat on the state's highest bench. The Dairyland Patriot is reporting that conservative Maria Lazar and liberal Chris Taylor have raised considerably less money than the $98 million spent in last year's race between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel. So far, only $4 million has been raised between the Lazar and Taylor campaigns through February of 2026. Part of the reason may be that no matter who wins this election, the judicial balance will remain in the hands of the liberal majority. A victory by Taylor would ensure a liberal majority through at least 2030. The newly elected justice will replace conservative Rebecca Bradley, who decided not to run for another 10-year term. Some of the major issues expected to be before the new justice include abortion rights, voting rights, education funding, labor rights, and redistricting. Read more on the Supreme Court candidates Maria Lazar and Chris Taylor and their stances on several issues at thedairylandpatriot.com. Wisconsin voters will get one chance to see the state Supreme Court candidates debate this year. Judges Maria Lazar and Chris Taylor both accepted an invite from WISN-TV in Milwaukee for a debate on March 25th at Marquette Law School. Taylor's team said that this is the only debate that she will do. Lazar's team said she agreed to do several others that just didn't work out. The WISN debate will be streamed online and broadcast throughout the state. Online sports betting in Wisconsin is a step closer to being legal. The state assembly passed a bill last week that would allow online sports betting through Wisconsin's tribal casinos. However, Wisconsinites would not be able to use popular platforms such as DraftKings or FanDuel. The measure still needs to be approved by the Senate. It's unclear how many senators will support it. Now, Governor Tony Evers is expected to sign the bill if it reaches his desk. Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The Suns sink the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks got outscored in the fourth quarter and lost to the Phoenix Suns, 129-114. The Bucks have lost six of their last seven games, and they head to Miami, where the Heat beat the Wizards, led by Bam Adebayo, who scored 83 points, the second most in NBA history. The Bucks' Doc Rivers heard about it after his game.
Wow. 83 points. Well, that's what we play next, so at least I get to watch the prep tape. It'll be interesting. 83 points. That's amazing.
Baseball, the Brewers play the Reds in Arizona. Milwaukee at 500 with 8 wins and 8 losses so far in spring training. NFL, the Packers add some players in free agency. Chargers defensive back Benjamin St. Juice to sign a 2-year deal worth $10 million. Last night, they reached a deal with 49ers receiver Sky Moore. He can also return kicks. The Packers release Nate Hobbs. Offensive lineman Elton Jenkins is headed to the Browns one day after being released by Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Light rain will mix with and change to snow this morning into this afternoon. It won't be much, less than a half inch of accumulation, and then we will gradually clear out late today. High of 37, wind will be northwest gusting to 25. Tonight, clear 25. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, clouds in the afternoon. High of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.